Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In America today, we enjoy our extremely rich heritage in classical music. Most of us readily recognize the names Beethoven, Mozart, Handel, Sousa, and Bach. Johann Sebastian Bach. He is included in our series of great Christians from our past because he was a man of the Bible and a devout Christian. His desire and objective in his many compositions was to glorify and exalt Jesus Christ. He believed the formal mechanical adoption of Lutheran creeds wasn't enough. The soul must have a personal experience with God. Johann's second name, Sebastian, is important because it distinguishes him from the many other Johann Bachs of his time period. Between 1600 and 1750 in East Germany, there were over 40 of them. Johann Sebastian was the fourth child, and his three older brothers were all named Johann. If you were to ask anyone who has studied Bach in depth to describe him in one sentence, the answer would likely be, Johann Sebastian was a man of passion, and one might say extremes. Because he was an excellent organist, he was often called upon to test new organs. The first thing he would say is, above all, I must know whether the organ has good lungs. Then he would pull out all the stops, which made the organ builders grow pale with fright. It was typical of the way he lived his life, in a stormy fashion, with all the stops pulled out.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.